It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Good morning and welcome to my kitchen. This is Jasper Marabli.
And Toots. Kimberly Stern.
I love that, Toots. I think Mark gave you that name, didn't he?
He did. And you know what? Mr. G is starting to call me Toots at home.
I like that.
Hey, Toots.
I have other names for you, but we'll just keep it at
that's up to
you. I know you have
Jay.
Some for me. Well, we are here today at the Hen House Market over in Corinth. And Kimberly, it's the holiday open house. I am excited.
My favorite time of the year. We've got to go over to the buffet because you can get samples.
Kimberly, I was telling Chef earlier, I'm not kidding you. The turkey is exceptional this year. And we're going to talk more with Chef Peter Castillo, of course, here at the Hen House Market, because they have right now samplings, demos, and recipes for all your holiday needs at all Hen House Markets. So it's just not in Corinth where we're at.
That's right.
But while we are here, that's a tough one, we're going to be giving away some gift certificates.
We're going to be giving away some good stuff. And actually, should we kick it off with Peter's offer?
That's right.
Offer?
Chef Peter is on with us today, and he's got an offer which we've never had before on the radio. And then I'm telling you, I mean, maybe you can Google it. You can do whatever you want, but you better get here within the next 5 minutes because this is a first
here.
This is
hot.
So, Chef Peter, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be back.
Well, thank you for having us in your store.
Anytime you're part of the family.
Thank you, sir. That means a lot to us.
That means I can drink milk out of the refrigerator.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll get a picture of that on social media.
Well, let's kick off. What do you have to give to our listeners today?
I have a Hen House $50 gift certificate for anyone who could get up here to Corinth, our Hen House here at Corinth, and answer this question. The question is, you need to tell me the five mother sauces. And I'll tell you now, it's not mayonnaise, ketchup, or mustard. But you need to tell me the five mother sauces, and you'll get this $50 gift certificate.
Is that something else?
Yeah.
Chef, thank you so
That's
much.
Incredible.
That's going to be great. We have a lot to talk about with you later on this
Lots.
Show also. But it is something else here at the Hen House Market. And I'm telling you, the store is buzzing. Kimberly, the holidays. I have to say it, the holidays have arrived.
They have arrived.
I mean, Halloween is over. It's time.
It's thanks Christmas. And
well, I got to tell you guys, I had my Thanksgiving early. I was over at the table. I had turkey, stuffing,
Did you have
green
mashed
beans.
Potatoes?
I didn't know. I'm cutting down. So I did not have the mashed potatoes.
Well, I have them for you.
Okay, thank you. You haven't had your plate yet.
Not yet.
Dennis had his with me.
Yeah, well, you broke bread together. I wasn't invited.
I saw him over there,
there
eating also. I had to get myself some. And some pies. They're doing some sampling of pie. And big pieces they're giving over there.
But you can pre-order your Thanksgiving, your holiday dinner.
Everything.
And I've done it before, and it's incredible.
It's simple, entertaining, seasons eatings from our house to yours. Mm-hmm. That's Hen House Market. And make sure right now you check out all the Hen House specials going on this week, because Kimberly, certified Hereford beef is on sale. Will you look at that?
$4.99 for a chuck roast.
How about it? And we just did the big Hereford certified Hereford beef dinner at Jasper's.
At Jasper's, it was sold
out. The winners,
out.
We had eight winners.
Yeah.
And along with some other guests, and of course Bill Esch and the people from Certified Hereford Beef, Master Butcher Chad Tillman.
Yeah, from Hen House.
Did some steaks. I mean, he took over my kitchen.
Did he?
Him and J.C. Gregg took over the kitchen, and I was so honored to have him back there.
Very cool.
It was really something else. So
Very
what a
cool.
great, but you got to come out for, look at this meat. I'm telling you, I told these guys, and I'm not lying to you, I'm not just saying this because I'm at Hen House, and no one pays me to say this.
And I can vouch for that.
Yeah, believe me. The double cut T-bones that they did are better than any T-bone that I had in Italy. Where you do the bistecca fiorentina. This meat was, you cut it with a fork, and I'm not just telling you.
It's like butter.
It was unbelievable.
And
butter.
Of course, but what?
Butter.
Butter.
Like butter.
And of course, boneless ribeye steaks, 12 ounce, $9 each, or $10.99 a pound, your choice.
And of course, Bill S., he always thinks of you with your BOGOs. I get tired of these BOGOs with you every week, Kimberly.
He does.
And I get to do it this week. Seabass white shrimp BOGO just for you. So you're gonna. I saw you cook the other night. What were you cooking? Chili?
I cooked chili. I've cooked sirloin tip roast.
I saw that.
I love this. This is my favorite time of year.
Oh, you're something
else. This is cozy food.
In fact, kitchen.
I've got a shop after we do the show for
soup. Are you cooking tomorrow?
Lots of soups.
Lisa asked me, which I don't know what to cook tomorrow, Chef.
I'll do the chuck roast.
Are you real? That's what you know. What that's what we'll end up doing. I love the chuck. That's my favorite roast.
That's my absolute favorite. And I got the Le Creuset.
That's us. Come on.
Exactly.
So do I.
And I put everything in there: carrots, rutabagas, anything that's a root vegetable.
Turnips right now.
Turnips
and
exactly.
Parsnips.
There you go.
Yes.
What a delicious
combination. Good idea. Good idea. Well, Kimberly, it's going to be a delicious show. Of course, Chef is going to stay on with us and talk all about what's going on here at the Henhouse Market. I'm a little hungry right now still. I already had my sampling. But you have a delicious show planned because you have some big people coming on. Really, really big show.
Really big shoe. We've got Jill Silva, who, of course, is the James Beard Award-winning food editor, the Kansas City Star. And we can now call her a Facebook Live star.
How about that?
And you were one of her, I think you were her second Facebook
and
Live.
And I like to call her the barbecue reporter now.
And the barbecue reporter. She's
many,
making
many
a
titles.
Name for herself.
She really is.
She's going to be on talking to us. And we've got Chef Joe Cheesick from Chaz on the Plaza. And he is so excited about what they're doing there.
Now, you and Jill did this interview. Is
yes.
that correct?
That's right. You were out on a super secret assignment.
That's right. I was off out somewhere. I can't talk about that. But you'll find out more about that.
We will.
I got to tell you something. You know what came up on memories today? The deadliest catch memories.
Oh, when you were out
when Henhouse sent myself and John Woodsman up to Alaska to the deadliest catch, put us on the boat, the Time Bandit, and with Captain Phil on his boat. And we brought back all the fresh crab to Henhouse Market. So I was just down there checking out all the seafood right now.
I've got to ask you a quick question. Did you wear the overalls over
your... Yeah, you didn't see my photos?
Over your... Well, I haven't looked at Facebook
I brought
yet.
My jeans.
Did you bring your jeans?
So I had to wear the overall. Oh, they put a hook on my leg so in case you fell off the... I got hit with a 40-foot wave.
You did?
Oh, yeah. No kidding. It was not, you know... My mom was worried about me. We were doing the show live, and there comes a 40-foot wave. So it was we had our issues that trip, and it was unbelievable. What a memory, and it's off my bucket list.
Well, we need to remind people, come up, see Chef Peter Castillo.
Come on, Chef. What are you? Give me that one more time real quick.
Okay. We have a Henhouse $50 gift certificate, or card, actually. And if you can tell me the five mother sauces...
You've got it.
This card is yours.
Cool.
You got it, my friend.
All right.
Well, Chef, thank you so much. Don't go nowhere, my friends. We're going to come back right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live from the Henhouse Market with Chef Peter Castillo. Of course, we are talking Henhouse holiday celebration, Miss Kimberly.
That's right, and I've got a plate.
Wait a second, Peter. This isn't fair. I had to go and stand in line. I had my plate all fixed for me. The princess goes up there, and they have a plate waiting for her.
They even had my name on it.
No kidding.
She has connections.
Oh, Toots. Boy. Toots does, I'll tell you.
Toots. But look at this. And you weren't lying, Jasper. The samples are giving away of the Tippins pumpkin pie.
Oh, my gosh. You can make a meal of it here today.
Unbelievable.
You need to come out here right now, I'm telling you, because it's all about the holidays and, of course, the holiday open house. It's at all your local Henhouse markets today from 10 till 4 p.m. Let Henhouse do the cooking for you. I'm talking Tippins pies, Henhouse fresh turkeys, holiday meals. Make your reservations in the department or online. And Kimberly, we have the sheets right here. People can make their orders right now.
Their orders right now. The deluxe feast, Chef. I love this. $99.
It's $99, and I tell you what. One of the big differences from our competitors is that we have four sides instead of just two, and it feeds 6 to 8 people. It is a great deal. But also, right below that, we have the Prime Rib Feast, which also feeds 6 to 8 people. And this is a real lip-on prime rib.
Oh.
We're roasting them from the raw state. These are not pre-cooked or anything like that. This is a real prime rib, and it also comes with the four sides. And both of these dinners get your 9-inch deep dish Tippins pie.
No kidding. Oh, I didn't know it came in with the pie.
Oh, yeah.
Which, speaking of pie, Mr. Ash from Henhouse just dropped off blueberry pumpkin pie.
And pumpkin cream pie.
And pumpkin cream. Okay.
Which is fantastic. And I tell you, what I'm really excited about is the online ordering at henhouse.com. You're able to order your pies. You're able to order your dinner.
That's easy.
Actually, on your dinner, you have to download the order the order
form.
You know,
yes,
form and fill it out and then take it to your local hen house where you shop, and it will get booked and ready to go for you to pick up.
Ed Malaponte, 117th and Road, takes care of our order every year since he's been there. I'm
there you go.
You.
Ed's the best.
Got that little book, and they're ready.
We're going to talk more with you in the fourth segment. That's all. It's your segment.
Well, thank you.
You can tap dance.
Wow, he's
going to
stay with us
sing.
The whole. He's going to be in the last segment. I didn't realize
yeah,
that. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Heck, I thought he was just opening up with us all this time.
Heck.
Well, Kimberly, we have a delicious interview coming up right now. I'm hungry. I'm telling you.
We certainly do, and we are so lucky, aren't we, Jasper?
I'm telling you. Well, Kimberly, whenever we're at the Hen House Market, we're lucky. And I'm just going to throw it back to Mark in the studio. Mark, take it away for us.
Heartbeat, sounds of heat, feel the music under my feet. In the street, the dudes are hip, getting ready for the midnight hit.
Jill Silva, the food editor of the Kansas City Star, in the studio with me this morning. Jasper is still on special James Bond assignment, right?
James Bond and a turtle assignment,
right? That's right. That's a whole other story. Whole other story. We are so lucky this morning to have Joe Cheesick, who is the executive chef at Chaz on the Plaza at the Raphael, with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Things are hopping over at Chaz on the Plaza.
Yeah, we are. We're quite busy today. We have our breakfast, which had a bunch of people just walk in, so that was fun. But yeah, we're doing a lot of change and a lot of revamping things,
which is always fun for a new chef.
Yeah,
to kind of put your stamp on things.
Yeah, I moved in into the position in last November, and so we're coming up on a year, but really just starting to call the place my own. Worked through some kinks and some people and really feel like we got a strong staff now.
Let's talk, because people come there for drinks. They come there for dinner. Let's talk about the drinks first, because the lounge, even though it's small, you always have a great jazz musician there, and you've got some great food, great bar food, lounge food.
Oh, thanks. During the summer, we opened actually a patio. So when that opened up, we decided our first concentration with the menu would be expanding that patio menu, which we bring into the lounge at night. Unfortunately, you know, weather shuts down the patio eventually. So the first part of October, that's done with. But we're going to keep with a larger menu inside that lounge and offer some more tasty treats to have while you're snacking. You can listen to some jazz and have some great cheese and charcuterie or some of our hot items.
Mm. Jill.
Yes.
Let's go listen to jazz.
I love to listen to jazz. Let's do that. It sounds delicious. I also remember dining there and some nice private rooms. So you kind of offer both worlds, don't you? The real, when you want to mix with people and when you kind of want to do your own thing with your own people.
Yeah. We have we don't consider them private, but they're definitely a more private booth. We have one that's right up front that's really just kind of like its own little place to be, very romantic. And we have one for a little bit larger group there. It seats about six, and it's a nice round table set back in a cubby. The floor plan actually in the early days of the building was a hair salon. So we really didn't build this. It was kind of retrofitted when the restaurant first took shape. So it's created a lot of cool nooks and crannies and a different levels of the restaurant. So yeah, it's a great place for separating yourself or being part of the action.
Well, let's talk about the menu. How have you been putting your mark on the menu? Talk to us about some of the more popular dishes.
Seasonality. That's been the big one. We really wanted to do a summer menu and get it lightened up. And some of the popular stuff we've done is we've got some Colorado lamb chops. Goes with a Bollinger potato, which is much like a scalloped potato, but instead of using cream and butter, it's cooked with the chicken stock and herbs. And then we do that with a grilled broccoli with chili and garlic and lemon. So a little bit of that, lemon balm and hollandaise on that plate. Our steak selection is still, we use prime beef. So we've done that with seasonal mushrooms. I've been getting morels from Missouri, golden chanterelles, matsutakis, lobsters, anything we can get from our really neat purveyor that's been helping us with that. And we changed that out. Tropical fruit salad on a mahi has been very popular, and we've been getting really fresh mangoes and papayas and things. So.
And then soon we're heading into the holidays. Do you have some special things going on?
Oh, yeah. Holidays are our busiest time by far down. And so plaza lights go up and we know that we don't go to bed. That's kind of how we call it. So our Thanksgiving is our busiest day of the year. Get reservations now if you want to come down. We do a full Thanksgiving plate for everybody. And then we're going to have some other menu options available that day. And then we'll be changing our menu in the fall to a more wintertime set. So you'll see a lot of roasted vegetables, Brussels sprouts, things that make you think of winter.
Let's go back to Thanksgiving because you've got an interesting option that people, I'm not sure, know about, but I love it. You guys, the staff will actually set up Thanksgiving dinner in somebody's room.
Yeah.
Guest room.
Yeah, we have multiple families come down. Maybe if it's more than just people that fit in one room, they'll rent three or four rooms, and then they'll all want to get together and have dinner in mom and dad's room, let's say. Because the building used to be an apartment complex back in the 20s, the rooms are set up in quite large in some of the rooms and can fit quite a few people. So we can get some tables into their rooms and really set it up for Thanksgiving if they want to.
Yeah, my late husband's both sets of grandparents lived there when it was the Villa Serena. And so he used to spend Sundays bouncing back and forth between one grandparent's apartment and the other grandparent's apartment. Now, they were larger apartments, but the kitchens were like galley kitchens, like, a one-person kitchen could fit in those.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
It's pretty neat. The rooms are set up so that you can kind of tell that, yeah, that used to be a kitchen, and now it's kind of a sitting area.
Right, yeah. Right. So tell us, too, about the Mark Lobby demos. What is that?
Well, we have the autograph designation from Marriott Hotels. And so with that, each hotel has a special mark that they put on their property. One is a symbol, that being our statue from The Boy with the Thorn. It's right in front, and then the big tulip garden. And then the other is some sort of activity or something that sets you apart. So every Friday at 3 o'clock, I go up into the lobby of the hotel and do cooking demonstrations, and it's whatever I feel like that day. So a lot of times we bring up whatever kind of the special is for that night. So we're doing fresh fish every day with a different seasonal set. We'll bring up a little bit of taste of that. We'll bring up some of our cheese and our charcuterie and just grab a bottle of wine and hang out with the guests. And so it's a neat experience to interact with everybody.
So can public come to that, or do you have to be a guest at the hotel?
Oh, no, absolutely. You can come on down and hang out with me at 3 and have some wine.
And you're a fun guy.
I try to be.
You're a fun guy. And a question about the people that you see in the restaurant. It's not all hotel guests. You've got, Kansas City supports Chaz in the Plaza.
Yeah. We actually have a lot of people that walk down from the apartments right there behind us and come
Crave.
Down. Yeah. Well, there's about four apartment complex, yeah. and they all come down and say hi. I've seen some old customers from some different places I've worked come in, and now they're regulars down there because they know I'm there. And they live there or just up right by that's Pembroke.
Yeah. Well, so I think that's a great way for people to be able to come in and kind of get to know the hotel. Do you have good crowds? I mean, how do you get the word out for people? Are you on social or do they just wander in?
We get a lot of people that, just come in and say, oh, we've heard you're doing jazz. And they discover all the other things that we offer. We do a little work on social media with Facebook and Twitter, a presence in some of the media outlets, The Pitch and the Feast magazine, where we've spoke with them and talked and we have ads there. So we're trying to get the word out that things are getting to be a little bit different, and we're trying to freshen it up for the new season.
I think hotels are coming back. I was just staying in Philadelphia recently, and the hotel lobby was jam-packed. And, I guess that kind of made me remember that, we need to walk inside those hotels and see what's going on. Sometimes it's really easy to pass by and head to the restaurant and miss the action that's going on. There was a lot of action.
We try to keep our lobby a fun place. We actually have little tables you can sit at. Many people, even just on a Wednesday afternoon, have pulled up their laptops and they're just hanging out in our lobby, working, because it is a big open area with windows. And we also have a patio right outside that when the summer we do the jazz, so you can sit outside and you can order cocktails on the patio and sit outside and enjoy a day.
So it feels like a community, a place to be rather than something transient and just for a night.
Oh yeah, and we have so many regulars that come back. once a week with business or whatever, that they just consider us a second home, and they come down to the restaurant and say, give me my usual, and then they're hanging out with the band. I mean, it's really is. Yeah, I mean, it's a place to interact.
Well, congratulations, Joe. This is a fabulous move for you, and you're doing great things, and we look forward to visiting you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me come on today.
You'll be digging all that swing.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live at the Hen House Market. Come on out and see us in Corinth. But you can go to all the Hen House Markets right now, Miss Kimberly.
That's right. And?
It's a holiday celebration.
Holiday celebration. You can sample the items that you can also order for the holidays.
Come on, look. Yeah. Chef Peter is here with us. And he's got his order forms. He is ready. I'm telling you.
He's got notes all over these. But before we go on, Jake, we've got one more card. We already gave away the $50 card. Somebody came in.
That's
named
right.
The five mother
the five
sauces. He's got another question.
No way. How much is this card
way.
For? $50, another, you got two $50 cards you've given away.
We have one given away, now we have this one, and the question is, if someone can come in here and tell me who was the king of chefs and the chef to kings, and I will give you a little hint.
Oh, good.
He did start the Ritz Hotels with Mr. Ritz back in the day, Caesar Ritz.
There we go.
So who was the king of chefs and the chef to kings?
Another $50 certificate. Of course, we have Hen House Tippins Pie certificates.
Yes, we do.
And so much more. Kimberly, you got to come out to the Hen House Market. I am sitting here. I had a Thanksgiving feast. David Ball is eating with us right now.
He is.
But David
is.
Had to wait in line like other customers. Miss Kimberly, the princess, Peter, you guys take care of her.
I saw that, and we do.
Yeah.
I mean, they pick her up in a limo in the morning. They bring her. She has the
makeup
artist and all that stuff.
I thought that was all a secret.
I noticed, Peter, you should have seen the makeup artist this morning. Could have gotten your hair trimmed on top and all.
I just want a hair transplant. I asked a few cousins, but they're not willing
Buddy,
to donate.
Buddy, at 55, this eight-ball cover-up I got going on right now. Is that what it's called, eight-ball cover-up?
I have no idea.
That's what Sam Giannino calls it.
An eight-ball cover-up.
Well, your
cover
head looks
up.
Like an eight-ball, you know, and you cover it over. You find whatever hair you can, you pull it over. It's all talk, all food here on Live from Jasper's Kitchen.
And, you know, we have a pie fest going on. We have pumpkin.
Wait, we have not at Hen House. It's just you and Peter have a pie fest going on.
Oh, yeah, Peter too. And I have been sharing pie. We've got blueberry pie, this pumpkin cream pie.
I haven't had that one yet.
That might be my favorite new Tippins
Peter,
holiday
what's
pie.
The difference with this one?
This has the whipped cream and has a bit more cream in the actual mix.
In the pie.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And it is, in fact, that's the one I'm going to buy for my family.
Mm-hmm. So I got to see the difference here, guys. So let me give you a little.
Mm. Oh, it's silky.
Isn't it?
Isn't that wonderful?
It's creamy.
It's happiness.
Creamy,
I think I like it better than the regular one. That's tough for me to say.
Yeah. Mark Boyer, we're naming favorites here. President
Tippins
Pies.
Oh, man, don't put me on the spot, Mark Boyer. Yeah. Come on. What do you do this for?
Good stuff.
I don't know, but he did a good job.
Why can't we just have a normal pumpkin pie? Now you got to give me all these different. Now I got to have two pumpkin pies. Oh, it's going to be dangerous. Well, Kimberly. We still have a little more to talk about here on the show.
We have a lot more to talk about. What do you mean?
You brought a great chef on, and I'm telling you, he's making his mark in Kansas City right now.
I think we've we've got Jill Silva on with us
next.
Well,
yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, guys. You know what? You need to come out here to the Hen House Market. Straighten us up, please. Peter, you're right in here with us, so I'm putting this on you, buddy.
Okay, I'm in the middle.
I think we're in a pie overload here.
I think it's best if just Mark takes it back in the studio, and he handles everything for us. Mark, I know you're back there. Take it away, will you please?
Kimberly, you know, we live in Kansas City. Well, you live in, you know, Overland Park, and I live in Leawood, but...
Yeah, but we're part of the Kansas City Metro,
That's
absolutely.
Right, and when you think of Kansas City, you think of barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. Anybody coming in town, that's all they talk about on the airplanes. You know, where they're going to go eat, and what kind of barbecue they have here, and the style.
And we know that there's much more in Kansas City than barbecue, but it continues to be a calling card.
Oh, there's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, I'm forced to put pasta with the barbecue sauce on the menu, you know, so what the heck?
No, really?
Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't even
go there. I was going to say that there's a press release.
But we brought in our favorite guest here in Kansas City, and of course, from the Kansas City Star. It's Jill Silva, who's on the barbecue trail right now. Jill, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, it's always great to have you in the studio with us, of course. And I'm going to take a very quick second to thank you. I was out last month, and you filled in for me. You filled in several times now, but I really appreciate that.
I have so much fun. Thank you for thinking of me.
There's no one better, and Miss Kimberly and I know that for a fact.
That's right, and you better job security, Jasper.
Please.
Okay.
I can't be you two. You have a special chemistry that I cannot interfere with.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about your new emphasis on barbecue coverage in the Star.
Yeah, there's a lot of beat changes going on at the Star, and we were looking at the food beat, and I still cover a wide variety of food, but we know how popular barbecue is, and we thought, why are we running from our roots? Let's just go ahead and embrace this. It's always fun. I've always enjoyed interviewing pitmasters, going to restaurants, hanging out with my barbecue friends. So as luck would have it, I got this new emphasis of a beat right before the American Royal.
It just dropped in your lap.
That was the week.
Yeah.
That was the week they said go. And I was all over it. Wow. Saucy, smoky, and I was after those stories.
Okay, so this is what I have to ask you. We have such a tradition in Kansas City. You have all the six major players that we all know of here in Kansas City. And then you have some of the new guys. But is it hard to find, something that's, wow, this guy's really doing something unique? I mean, I don't know what else you can write about barbecue. I love it all. And you got to really dig deep to find something new here, don't you? Of course, other than having a woman pitmaster and things like that.
Well, I mean, I think that's some of the stories I'd like to find. Mm-hmm. And right now we're looking at a barbecue tour. So obviously you have to cover all of the restaurants out there. But there's a lot more than restaurants since the 80s. Of course, there's been competitive barbecue, which has changed the scene quite a bit. You've got a lot of innovation off of that. You've got a lot of business coming off of that. So there are a ton of stories out there, and I am looking for diversity of stories you haven't heard before, just really trying to dig down. Everyone has a great meat. Everybody has a great side dish, right? So I'm going to find those, and I'm going to write about those. But then while I'm doing that, what else about this place is interesting? What else about its history or the people who are tending the fires or... if you look at something like Q39, what's new? What's new wave? I mean, what's new age? What's changing? And one of the things I'm finding out there is we have low and slow. We've been saying that for, I don't know, hundreds of years, right? And that is a respected artisanal way to cook. But as we eat more barbecue, the volume pumps up. You got to be faster. And so we see a lot of innovations in pits in the restaurants and even in competition. Mm. One of the stories I did right out of the gate was about can cookers. Are you guys familiar with those?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they look like trash cans, souped up trash cans. they're pretty cool. They're not super expensive, relatively speaking. You could do your own can for less than you can get one of these really cool painted ones. But they're pretty simple to operate, and they really do fast and hot. So that's a whole paradigm shift that we've got going on.
Will it get seasoned like the old pits?
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. So it drips down better when you've got the flame right next to the meat. So the smoke goes up and the smoke comes down. So you don't get as much of the fat dripping, but you get the smoke enveloping it.
And, of course, you have to make sure that the previous owner of the can didn't have something in it
Of
oil
course.
Or propane or something like that.
No,
yeah. For the scent.
Gotta be food safe, exactly. For sure. Because, yeah, everybody looks at those and goes, oh, yeah, I can do that for about, I don't know, $50. But you got to make sure that if you do that, yes, you are using a food safe can. You don't want anything bad in your food. That's just not where you want to go.
So let's talk for a minute, because you've been writing, as the food editor of The Star for how many years?
A lot. Well, I want to say I started... when I was two.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
about 25 years on food, a little longer at the Star altogether.
You've written tons on barbecue, of course. So what do you feel are your qualifications to kind of embrace this beat?
How can you ask her that, Kimberly?
Hey, Jess.
Well, now, what are her qualifications? She's a food editor at Kansas City Star. Now, come on.
She's a tough cookie over here. She's a true journalist.
Well,
I appreciate that.
I couldn't do that one.
Well, for starters, I have gone through the certified barbecue judge classes.
it was many years ago, but it doesn't change a lot. And I'm intending to go back and up my credentials once again. I don't judge, so that's why I didn't keep them up to date. You have to judge a certain number of contests. Yeah. But that is one. I do have some food background, so that helps. I think also I'm bringing a new perspective to this because I am a woman. When I tweeted this out, letting people know that I wanted to know what their barbecue questions were, I noticed quite a few people out there. I knew of Daniel Vaughn at Texas Monthly. Sure. He's the barbecue editor.
I ate with him.
Yeah.
In Kansas City.
He's a
yeah.
guru. He's a great mm-hmm. guy. So immediately other people out there who also do barbecue columns or barbecue writing were tweeting at me, and it was pretty much men. So, I mean, just like we don't have enough female pitmasters, we may not have enough women writing about barbecue.
See, Jasper, she's blazing a trail.
I'm thinking right now, just listening just a few minutes, that maybe a book is on the way. You know, like kind of like what Doug Wergel did with his book. You know, I'm thinking something's going on there.
Well, you know, I hope that maybe we go there sometime. I will say that Doug Wergel's book, fabulous, and I still refer to it quite frequently, but that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
We probably need to update that. So we might be gathering some material for that.
So will you be incorporating the barbecue trail in with your Facebook Live? Because I absolutely love that on Wednesdays.
Yes, I think we will be doing some. Although Facebook Live, we still want to keep broad and be able to respond to the news. So we've done some really fun shows. And we'll certainly do barbecue in the mix, but you know, also some chefs. Also some events, and just yesterday I was over at Lifted Spirits tasting absinthe. The week before I was at Polly Pops, something you wrote about, Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
Got to see their bottling line and find out about their history. So we're really trying to bop around town on that show.
But think about that. I know they keep telling me we got to wrap this up, but think about that. Like soda pop pairings and barbecue and wine pairings. We know beer pairings can't seem to become a beer capital.
Well, beer, but you know, you just said something that when I was doing the soda pop, I read soda pop.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, I want to understand that intersection between soul food and barbecue.
Oh, you can't go to Gates without having some red. Come on.
Oh, you got to have some.
I wish they had purple, but you just drink the red. That's what we call
it.
I'm raised in my kitchen with the guys, and that's red and purple. Come on.
Well, you'll expect to see a story about that soon.
There we go, my friends. Well, Jill, come on. Kimberly, the clock. I mean, I'm looking at it.
I wish I could turn it back.
And
so
our producer,
had...
he's coming. Come on, come on, come on. So you got to promise to come on back with us.
I'll come back anytime,
Jasper. Well, I know
Jasper.
You'll be on soon because Kimberly and I will probably be out one Saturday or something. So we'll have you filling in, of course.
Well, I would love to do that.
We are honored to have you here. It's all about barbecue. You need to follow Jill Silva at
Casey Star Food on Twitter or Chowtown KC on Facebook.
Yeah, the Instagrams are something
and
else.
And Instagram too, Jill W. Silva.
I love it.
And you know, one parting word I have, and Mark, be quiet, we're wrapping this up.
I love it.
That, you know, Jill, you've won a lot of awards over your career, and you're also a James Beard Award-winning writer.
Wow, that's huge.
So Kansas City is very blessed to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. The awards are fun, but it's really about the work, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that back because she's saying that now because she felt bad asking you what your qualifications were earlier in the interview. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Talking barbecue with Kansas City's own Jill Silva right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
And, of course, Chef Peter's with us today.
That's right.
Kimberly, we're at the Hen House Market. Mm. I don't say roadshow because they're at all the Hen House Markets today, the holiday celebration, the holiday show.
That's right, where you can go in and sample all the ham, the turkey, the sides, the pie.
Everything.
Everything.
Peter, I interrupt all the time.
Well,
Kimberly
you do.
Tells me, are you going to eat this turkey or not?
I don't have a knife. I didn't want to pick it up.
So I'm better not eat it. Okay. Go ahead. Take it back. I'm sorry. I'm staring at this piece of turkey, and you won't give it to me.
Well, you can have it, Jasper.
Well, no,
I just want to see how you
eat it. I'm not arguing. The customers want to listen to us. Our 50 million listeners across America have been waiting to listen to Chef Peter today.
That's right.
We're going to talk, all food. We're ready for Thanksgiving here at the store. I'm not ready, but I'm telling you, the stores are ready.
The stores are ready. Everything's ready to go. And I tell you what else is really exciting is you can go on henhouse.com. And you can also order your turkey. You can pre-order your turkey, whether you want a tom or a hen.
Makes it so much easier,
It's so much easier. And all you got to do is download the order form, bring it into your favorite store, to your favorite butcher, and you're going to be ready to come and pick this up, and they're going to be ready for you.
You know, you just said that favorite butcher, because every store, it's like old times. I mean, I'm 55, but I say that. Come into the house, you get to know your butcher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know my butcher, Mr. Malaponte, over at 170th Monroe. I know, of course, the master butcher up north.
Chad Tillman.
But you get to know who your produce man is. You sit there and he tells you what's going on. You can't do that at the other stores, the big box stores.
They don't
that
know
That doesn't
you.
Happen. No, they don't.
You have a real connection with your food here is what I like.
That's true.
I have a real connection with this pumpkin pie.
Well, you do.
Every penthouse store is a neighborhood store. Mm-hmm. If you shop there, people know you. They know what you want, what you like. They know your name.
It's kind of like Cheers, only
it
with
is
food,
like Cheers.
Right?
Well, maybe in a couple years you can also come in and have a drink. So,
and I'm serious, and David knows when I talk about this. You see him walking around the store. He's involved. It's not some company out of town.
We just saw David interact with a customer who had a question about eggs. She had no clue who she was talking
to.
That's true.
No clue.
Because his name tag just says David.
David.
But you would never know. He's in the store with us. He's hands-on. Just like I am at my restaurant. You know, you call it myth. You know, you got the man in the store with you.
Right.
You have the people from Tippett. You have, of course, turn around, camera. Look over here.
Yes.
The ladies over here, they're waving to us right now.
They're so cute.
They are.
They're so friendly.
They're ready to pass out all of this. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm telling you. I mean, this makes a big, big difference, you know. The servant leadership, David Ball. Come on, that's you know when you take what the Ball family has done for 94 years in Kansas City. I can't tell you another company. I'm talking major companies in Kansas City,
major companies.
You have the family man still here in the store who's taking leadership. I mean, that's a big difference, Peter.
It's a real big deal, and also they are always on trend. They're current with what's going on in the food world. And years ahead.
Just like us. I mean, we travel. We look at restaurants. We see what the food's going on. Uh-huh. David's out there checking out, you know, the
trends.
On the north, up on the northwest, on the east. He sent me before. The man sends me to Alaska on the deadliest catch. Send me to Wisconsin. I'm going to Wisconsin
maybe didn't
again
want you
in
to
January.
Come back.
I wish he would go in January to Wisconsin with us, Peter. Just about the cheeses alone, learn about the cheeses.
Tell David I need a ticket. I'd love to go
I'll
up there
you
with
you. I'll get you. I got an in with David, just like you. You have a better in than I do. But, you know, I look at the food. I look at the quality. And I can't say, Peter, you've been now how long? Almost a year and a half? 18 months?
About 18 months, yeah.
18 months. And you see the quality. You see the food. You walk into the cases. Your kitchens are impeccable.
Yeah.
I get to go back there like I'm, you know, like part of the family there, and
you are.
I check things out, and I am so impressed with everybody, and you're the same people in those stores cooking, like you do with the produce department guys.
Absolutely, and that's one thing. I've been involved with Balls probably about 20 some years, doing some consulting here and there. But the wild thing is how many people are still here, people that I know that I've pretty much grown up with, and. I go into a store, I feel like I'm going home, regardless of what store it is.
And that's a seamless thread throughout the whole company.
I saw your photo on the cover. Was it on the cover of a Kosher Deli's a magazine?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I didn't even know about this. Where am I at? Come on.
Jasper, you really want me to answer that?
Thanks a lot. Look at that face.
But you know, Peter, he brings up a really good point. As the corporate executive chef for Ball's Foods and Hen House Market, you have taken that kosher department over at Row, 117th and Row, and, I mean, it's a destination.
It's a destination, and there's a lot more coming up that we're getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really exciting is when I first came to Kansas City, the community was a lot different, older families and things like that. We've gone from not only the old families that have been here for a long time, we now have
the young families.
We have Jews from Israel, the Israelis. We have Syrian Jews, a lot more Spanish and Sephardic Jews. It's a large community, and we're trying to add more of those different types of foods, not just matzo balls, but other items.
Well, look, barbecue. How many people? We're in Kansas City. And I know even my friends, my Jewish friends, you know, they wanted barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I never in my life thought that you would have kosher barbecue.
We have kosher barbecue. I believe it's the only kosher
barbecue
west of
Miami. The short ribs, have you had them?
Oh, yeah.
West of Miami? Is that what you said?
West of Miami.
Wow.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Rabbi Mendel opened up a barbecue spot in Miami Beach.
We miss him.
We carry his sauce here at the store.
He's doing well.
We carry his sauce here.
Oh, yeah. We have his sauce. He was just here for the barbecue.
Rabbi Q.
Yeah, Rabbi Q.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of things planned, and it's really exciting.
Oh, Peter, look at this. I'm going to whisper. Look at these customers right now. They're enjoying the food. I just love watching this.
Are we on a call? Are we watching golf, Jasper?
I'm watching the people right now enjoying what they're doing. You know, they're standing in line. They're eating the turkey. They're comparing things right now.
Absolutely.
They're filling their sheets out. That's what it's all about. Oh, we may have a winner, Peter.
I thought that you were giving swag, but...
Nah, we're getting pies. Do you know the answer to the question? Is that what you're here for? Oh, I thought you came to answer the question. It starts with an E.
yes.
Equinox. No.
So, let's go back to the Hen House Holiday Feast.
Well, I'm looking at that feast, Kimberly.
Because you've got a prime rib feast.
We have
it's
a prime rib
turkey,
feast.
It's not just turkey. It's not just ham.
We have prime rib. And this is a real, well, it's not a 109 rib, but it's a lip-on rib. That means the bone is off, the fat cap is off, but it's roasted in the store. And one thing I do want to mention about all the dinners, everything's cooked, but it's you're going to get it cold. So you need about an hour and a half to 2 hours to warm everything up when you get home. So don't come and just think it's ready to go.
Exactly.
It's ready to go. It needs to be heated. So that's really important. But you get a pie. You're getting bread. You're getting four sides. And something else that I really love about what we do, even if you shop someplace else, where do you come to get the best foods and the best items for the holidays? That's Hen House. We have a crazy array of cheeses, salamis.
Wait, how about the fruitcakes?
Oh, the fruitcake
is unbelievable.
Who would
know that? They're from Hen House Markets.
And you're a fruitcake connoisseur, and you
oh,
love the fruitcake.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's a delicious fruitcake. But we have an array of food. So if you need nuts, you need salamis, cheeses, whatever it might be, we have it, and it's top quality. And when you serve your family and your guests, you're giving them the best.
You know, it's like David said earlier when we were talking, you know, partnering with the best in town. So you have farm-to-market bread, Chateau Dairy.
Yep.
And when you bring those people in, I mean, you're going to have a great product.
Right.
And for him, and I mean, it's a labor of love, but what the family started by working with the locals and the food artisans.
And they've been doing that for 95
that's
years.
Nobody, just like I say about my father, pulling the back truck up to the back door.
Knocking on
David
the door.
And his dad were doing that back. That was now all of a sudden you see these people, oh, farm to table. Oh, we do this and that. Okay, guys, we're proud of you, but that's what we're supposed to be doing, Peter.
And we've been doing it for 95 years. And that's what's really exciting is everything we do, as much as we do, we want it to be local. We have our organic beef. We have our eggs. There's so many things going on. Our pies, they are local. And I tell you, Tiffin sells pies across the country.
That's right.
I went to visit my folks in Phoenix, and I went to the Safeway store, and they got Tiffin's pies.
Wait, who puts the pumpkin in storage for almost 36 months?
And that's right. Something I was going to bring up.
Nobody.
Aged pumpkin.
We age our pumpkins to get the fullest flavor, but also more natural sugars that come out of the pumpkin.
We've had Mark on the show several times to
I can taste it right now.
At it, Jasper.
That's how I'm going. Don't worry, I'll finish that.
Peter and I just, you can have that piece of pie.
I'm pied out.
You know, we were talking during the break about what we're going to cook tomorrow. And I'm thinking Lisa sent me a little note about the roast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at all the beautiful produce. The apples. Mm. That's just, you know, when we have Jonathan on about the fresh produce here.
Yeah.
And he talks about what they do. They don't just buy the apples because sometimes those apples may be 11 months old.
Exactly.
They're getting what's fresh now.
What's being picked, what's being harvested. And that's one thing a lot of people don't know. A lot of produce is picked a year early.
Exactly.
And then it's stored and gassed or whatever needs it to bring it up to being ripe. This is beautiful.
You're
fresh.
Truly seasonal.
Seasonal.
Truly
absolutely.
Seasonal.
There's
if it's
no
not in season,
it.
You don't sell it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's Hen House Market. It's the only place in Kansas City to go for your holiday gathering. If you have people coming over, you need a pie, a quick pie.
If you have a cocktail party.
A nice side dish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something else, Peter. You've brought the store to a different level. Really, I mean, the food, I notice a difference myself, of course, because I'm in the business, but congratulations to you, and I look forward to a wonderful holiday with you, my friend.
Same here, my friend.
Thanks for coming on. Kimberly, another great show. You didn't even mention my sweater. Who am I imitating today, huh?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen. Hate to say goodbye, but it's time to go. We'll see you next week, my friends.
That's right.